Unit 74.
Speaking and listening.
Not past, present.
Listen and repeat the answers.
Have you been to that new Italian restaurant in North Street?
No, but I hear it's very good.
Do you know a lot about pop music?
No, but I hear Jeff is an expert.
Listen.
Oh, Jeff, I understand that you know everything about pop music. Angela tells me you're an expert.
Well, I have a good memory for not very useful facts.
I've been trying to find out the title of a song. It was on the radio this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's in the top 40 at the moment, I understand. It begins, Hi, Norman. Happy birthday. How does it feel to be 21? And I hear that you got your diploma. Congratulations. Well done.
Sorry, I don't recognize it. Are you sure it's in the top 40?
Not continuous. Simple.
Can you identify the following situations? Number one.
I name this ship Ocean Queen.
Number two.
And with great pleasure, I now declare this motorway open.
Number three.
I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Number four.
Take the book in your right hand and read from the card.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Number five.
This is the police. You are surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! We surrender!
Not simple, continuous.
Listen.
Right, quiet, please. A jealous man, scene 45-3, take one.
Jealous? Of course I'm jealous. I know there's someone else.
You are stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable.
Cut!
Victoria, the line is, you are being stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable.
That's what I said.
No, you said you are stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Alfred. Sorry, Chris. You are being stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable. You are being stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable. You are being stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable.
Once again, please. Oh.
45-3, take two.
Jealous? Of course I'm jealous. I know there's someone else.
You are being stupid, childish, and unreasonably total. Sorry, Alfred.
Cut!
Listen.
Quiet, please. 45-3, take three.
Jealous? Of course I'm jealous. I know there's someone else.
You are being stupid, childish, and totally unreasonable. What's happened to you?
What do you mean?
Well, you've changed. You used to be happy. You were always laughing and joking. You're not the same anymore.
So that's what you want. You want someone who's always laughing and joking. Someone who's always bringing you flowers and smiling and buying you presents.
Now you're being ridiculous. Stop and think for a moment. You're always saying people should be honest with each other. I'm being honest with you, but you're not being honest with yourself.
I'm being honest with you, but you're not being honest with yourself. Oh, that's very poetic. You sound like a bad pop song.
And you sound like an unhappy man who is jealous for no reason at all. Think about it. I'll phone you tomorrow.
Cut!
Other points.
Listen.
Yes, I think that's okay. Interview with Christopher Stanton. Christopher, you're filming A Jealous Man at the moment, directed by Alfred Lucas. You've worked with him before, haven't you?
Yes. This is the third film I've made with Alfred. We're old friends.
Your co-star is Victoria Parker, and this is your first film together.
That's right. It's the first time I've worked with Victoria. She's marvelous. Everything's going very well.
No problems at all?
Only one. We start work at 6 o'clock every morning. I don't like that very much. I'd rather we started at 6 in the evening. But apart from that, everything's fine.
Quiet, please!
Oh, I think it's time I got back to work.
Oh, yes. Thanks very much, Chris. I hope the film is a huge success.
Thank you. So do I.
Song.
You don't mean what you say.
You're happy, but your eyes are saying you're sad and confused. I ask you to tell me what's wrong, but you always refuse. Your voice is saying you're happy. Your voice is saying everything is okay. You're smiling at me, but I know you don't mean what you say. I always knew when you were happy or sad. The sound of your voice and the look in your eyes. I always knew when things were good or bad. I could hear it in your voice, see it in your eyes. Say go away. I know that you're dissatisfied, and I think that I'm to blame. Your voice is saying you're happy, but your voice is telling me so many lies. You're smiling at me, but I know the truth is in your eyes.
Attitudes.
Listen.
This year's best actor for his performance in A Jealous Man is Christopher Stanton.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, what can I say? This is a great surprise and a great honor. So I'm surprised, honored, thrilled and delighted. I'd like to thank my co-star in the film, Victoria Parker, who was very helpful and encouraging. I'm also very grateful to our director, Alfred Lucas, for all his patience and his good advice. When we first discussed my character in the film, I asked Alfred, what's he like? Alfred said, he's angry, bitter, bored, and very cynical. It's the perfect part for you. Well, that's typical of Alfred, of course. He's always joking. He knows that I am, in fact, a very calm, quiet, reserved, and sensitive person. But seriously, this award for Best Actor makes me very happy and very proud. I'm also very pleased that my mother and father are here tonight. They really wanted me to become a doctor, and when I decided to become an actor, they were a little disappointed. All I can say is, Mom, Dad, I hope this award makes you a little happier about my decision. Thank you.
Special English.
English in Business 2. Listen.
Mr. Fortescue, I'd like you to meet Paul Osmond from Zuritania.
How do you do?
Very pleased to meet you, Mr. Fortescue.
This is my assistant, Eve Sorrell, Eve, Carl Sinden, and Paul Osmond.
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello. Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Osmond?
Well, I belong to a company called Gile Motors in Zana, Zuritania. Now, we produce mopeds, high-quality, reliable machines. Our capacity at the moment is relatively small, as we only cater for the home market. I need a good agent here to make the export project viable.
Well, you seem pretty determined and very enterprising. From your brochures, it looks as if you have an attractive and efficient product. Yes, there could be a market. Your prices are competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm interested. I'd like to see your samples, though.
Yes, I'm sure we can arrange that.
Look, I'd be willing to help, but Gile Motors have to guarantee continuous production, maintained high quality, an adequate supply of spare parts, and delivery dates must be kept, Mr. Osmond.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, look, I can't do any more for the moment. I have to go to Rome for a couple of days. Eve will contact you, and you can discuss things in more detail. Eve, I want a report when I get back.
Yes, Mr. Fortescue.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Ladies and gentlemen, to open this year's travel fair, Mr. William Jones of Sunshine Travel.
Well, I haven't made a speech for a long time. In fact, this is the first speech I've made since my last speech. I didn't write this one myself. I took it from a book called Speeches for All Occasions. I think it really says everything. Ladies and gentlemen, it's marvelous to see you all here this morning. This afternoon, this evening. On behalf of myself and my colleagues, myself and my wife, myself and my cat, welcome. I am only going to say a few words, so while I am speaking, I would rather you didn't applaud, smoke, leave. This marvelous old building is a perfect venue for our conference, exhibition, tennis tournament. I hope you all have an enjoyable weekend, a fantastic holiday, a good lunch. Well, I think it's time I stop speaking. With very great pleasure, I name this ship Ocean Beauty. I propose a toast to the bride and groom. I declare this travel fair open.
I enjoyed your speech very much, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Anna.
Are you all right? You look a bit preoccupied.
I'm fine. I was just trying to remember the name of a song.
Oh?
Just a moment. That's the song.
Oh.
Better luck next time. Yes, but what's the title?